I'm joined today by Kim Meader, author of A Bridge Called Hope and Hope Rising, to talk about her newest book, Fierce Beauty. Kim and her husband Troy own and operate Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. It's a nonprofit organization that rescues abused and neglected horses and pairs them with disadvantaged children, offering the kids a place of peace, safety, and hope. Hi, Kim. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now, Kim, you're known and loved for telling inspirational stories from your ranch in Oregon. How is Fierce Beauty different from your first three books in which you feature horses, children, and dogs?
Well, truth is truth no matter how it's delivered. And from childhood, I've always thought that one of the coolest ways that God teaches us is through what we see and experience. And Jesus did this all the time when he taught by using parables, because he knew that when we hear a story that moves us, it's easier for us to associate and remember the truth attached to it. And so Fierce Beauty documents true stories, true struggles, and true victory through Christ. It's the same as the first three books in that it's based on true stories, but it's different because these accounts are not just confined only to our ranch. I get to take readers with me on some incredible adventures and some pretty harrowing misadventures. But this book captures a struggle that all women face. It challenges us to not break down, but to break through our struggles. And it encourages us toward the truth that Jesus Christ has already won every battle we will ever face in this life. We already have the victory. And now is the time to stand and live like we believe that's true. We're already victorious. So why do we keep choosing to live in a place of defeat, held captive by our emotions and circumstances? Jesus himself told us in this life that it's going to be tough, but he's so much tougher. And when we firmly put our hope in him, there's nothing in this life that we can't together face, stand, and walk through, because we have a fierce and beautiful king at our side.
Now, in Fierce Beauty, you share stories from your own life that challenge women to take a good long look at what they see in their own reflection. What do you want your readers to see?
My purpose for writing this book is to challenge women to stop focusing on ourselves, our entanglements, our worries, our stress, our great big problems, and instead start focusing on our great big God. Throughout time, women have been stalked by this inglorious lie, a timeless trap that ensnares us into believing that how we look is far more important than who we are. Step by step, decision by decision, and degree by degree, our purpose in this life is clouded over and replaced by this lie, and we're led away from striving to be a Christian woman to simply being a pretty woman. We've all but forgotten that what makes us beautiful is not how we look. It's who we are in Christ. Our purpose in this life is simple. It's to know God. And what I'm challenging women to see when they look in the mirror is a unique vessel created to carry the beauty, glory, and hope of our King out into the darkness. Daily, this world calls women to bow at their own reflection and to be a princess of their own kingdom and to wear a self-appointed crown of privilege. Yet God's word calls us to remove our princess crown of entitlement and pick up our king sword of encouragement and start fighting for those around us who are losing their battle for hope. We're in the war of a lifetime, and daily we're being deceived into fixating on simply striving to living the good life instead of fighting the good fight. I want women to look in the mirror and not see a princess created to serve herself, but a warrioress created to serve her king.
Now, finally, how will the message of this book empower and inspire your readers? And what actions do you hope that they'll take after reading the book?
The truth of God empowers and inspires everyone who fights to listen, apply, and obey it. It's not enough for us to simply know the right thing to do. We need to do the right thing to do. We can know God's word forward and backwards, but if we haven't allowed its truth to change our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, and our actions, we failed. After reading Fierce Beauty, the action that I hope readers will take is this: purpose to spend time with your King each morning. The answer to every question we will ever have in this life are all found in the same place, God's word. if we really want help, if we really want answers, if we really want leadership, this is where we need to look every day. God's Word. There is nothing, nothing, nothing in this life that is more important than starting each day we're alive in the presence of our King. He's our God. He doesn't want our leftovers. He wants to be first. And it's only when we choose to make Him first that we'll experience all that He is. His love, His hope, His peace, His joy, His strength. And it's only in this place, when we have fought to give Jesus our very best, to become like Him, to reflect who He is, to know our God, it's only here that we'll truly understand what it honestly means to become before our God a fierce beauty.
Kim Meador's latest title is Fierce Beauty, and we're looking forward to that coming out in fall of 2011. Kim, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks again for your time.